This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day. I'm Jay Kirshner. We have Jen Horn with us. Doug is out right now and starting off with a little bit of good news.
And my favorite Christmas song.
It is a bop for sure.
It's not Christmas until you hear this little puppy. You have to hear Mariah Carey. It's not really Christmas.
See, and I feel like this is one that if it is on your, like, playlist or something and it's going on shuffle and this one comes on, this is the one that you don't hit forward. Like, you just let it play, even if it's the middle of July.
Absolutely. You know what? It's probably, I think, of all of the more recent, and I know it's old, it's, what, 30 years old, but of all the more recent classics, this is the one that has become a classic, I think, over time.
Oh, for sure. And for the longest time, she would not give anybody rights to do their own rendition. You know how so many, especially with Christmas music, you have people that redo the standards. And even some of the newer ones, other artists are like, oh, I like that. I want to put my own spin on it. For the longest time, she would not permit anybody to do so. And then finally, I believe she let Justin Bieber do it a couple years ago.
That one's not so bad. There's a version that they've been playing a lot on Christmas radio this year by some girl band, I think. And it's awful. I'm just putting it out there. I don't like to be a negative Nelly. Mm-hmm. But it's just not the same.
It should be one of those things that if somebody wants to do it, they have to record it. And then it has to be approved by the original artist or songwriter. And
there needs to be a
council.
Well,
it's not doing it justice. No, you cannot do this.
Exactly. We need a council to approve it.
Well, some good news of a hero. It's a trying situation. There is a fisherman who saved 31 lives after a boat capsized in the English Channel. And it wasn't even really a boat. It was kind
amazing.
Of this, like, yeah, it was this makeshift thing. It was like a dinghy, and it fell apart. The skipper of a scallop trawler happened to be out, and there was a dinghy filled with refugees attempting to cross the English Channel. And most of them were men. There were a couple children. This was at night. It was the freezing waters. And then the owner of Ocean Drifter Fishing, Ben Squires, about 4 a.m., gets a call from one of the captains of the boat of the Arcticus. And we don't have the name of the captain, but he is a hero, and we should have his name more so than the owner. But anyway, the captain tells the owner that there are migrants in a flimsy inflatable dinghy, and they managed to make a distress call. He is close enough to put in some kind of rescue for this merely, and he was on a fairly small fishing vessel. So he gets there, and the bottom of the boat, like this dinghy thing, is just completely gone. Everybody is in the water. They are panicking. They are scared. They're screaming. They're scattered. And he manages to get close enough to them that he is pulling all 31 people on board. And during this rescue, the French and British coastal guards, navies, police, they all assisted. They all showed up and assist. But he was the first one in just kind of like a one-man crew just bringing all these people onto this small fishing vessel.
Wow. Good for him.
Absolutely.
It makes you wonder, like, when something bad happens, there are people who run towards danger, and then there are people who run, or in this case, like, swim away from danger and get away from it. To me, I always think it's so admirable for the people who actually do this kind of stuff.
Especially when you are putting your own life in danger to get somebody else out of danger.
And I don't want to change the subject here, but did you happen to see the interview with Kate Winslet?
Yes!
She finally answered the question in Titanic about whether or not Jack could have had room on that board. Remember, she let that poor guy freeze in Titanic. Rose let Jack sit in the ocean, and it turned into a human ice cube, and it seemed awfully sad about losing him. And so the debate has been, couldn't you have let him come up on that door with you?
Wasn't there enough room?
Right. Yeah, it seemed like it. I mean, it seemed like a spacious door. Couldn't you both have, like, huddled in for warmth and everybody's happy? Well, she said she didn't blink and no. She gets tired of the question. She got a little riled in a funny way. She's like, I don't know if I could have let him up there, but I think it's the age-old question, tale as old as time. Mm-hmm. Could Rose have saved Jack's life in the middle of the ocean? And I think she could have.
It's also missing a very valuable point, because I used to be on team, yeah, there was enough space on it. But think about not just space, but what about the weight? Would it have pushed the door down? Because going with the storyline, yeah, we're way off topic. Going with the storyline of Titanic, Jack had to die. It was, you know, this Romeo and Juliet sacrifice and love and all of this stuff. And she, the movie starts with this older woman who is essentially Kate Winslet's character. She lost the love of her life all those years ago. And he had to die. And James Cameron has even come out and he's said he should have made a smaller door just so that people would be quiet about this.
Or like a 2x4 or something. And
exactly. But essentially, if they both got on the door, the weight of it would have pushed them down and they both would have ended up dying. And James Cameron said that he is also trying to put this whole thing to rest. And with the 25th anniversary coming up, he partnered with, who did he partner with? He partnered with somebody, not Mythbusters, National Geographic, and they kind of did this recreation of it where they have two people, sensors all over their body. They even somehow got like sensors inside their body and put freezing water with the door of the, like, and they're both the same size and body weight measurements, everything that Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet were at the time of filming. And they put them in the water, and they have her on, and they're checking to see how long people could survive like that and what would have happened had she moved over and he gotten on the door. And I guess it shows something that, like, they would have both died. And this is going to be released along with the 25th anniversary, which happens, in February?
Yeah, it's coming up. Yep.
So this is something that is clearly not only on, like, viewers' minds, but the people who created it, the people who were there at filming, like, no, we're bringing people in to actually do a test study. Because Mythbusters, do you remember that show? They
did
something like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they concluded that they both could have plausibly fit on the door. Now, they didn't go as far as to whether or not they would have survived if the door, like, would the door have gone a little bit more into the water? Would the weight have done it? They only did, could they have physically fit on the door, which is what the argument tends to be, and whether or not they could have fit on the door. So I guess technically, yeah, they could have fit on the door, but then they still both would have died.
I don't know. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? It's funny to debate it, but think about if you're in that scenario. Someone you're totally in love with has, like, rocked your world, and you're okay to sit on a door while he, like, is freezing in the drink? I don't know. I think it's rough. I think it's hard to justify.
I always think about the part when she wakes up, because she kind of, like, falls asleep for a moment with the hypothermia and everything. When she wakes up and he's, like,
and he's
frozen
gone.
Attached to her.
I know.
You think about how graphic that scene actually was.
With, like, the little teardrop ice cubes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
God. His lips open going, wake up.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so dark.
I was napping on my comfy door while you're freezing to death.
Oh, and then there's been a lot of debate about the variant. Okay, spoiler alerts. If you've not seen Titanic by now, that's just on you.
Yeah, that's not our problem.
You know what happens in the end. Yeah.
Right.
So, no, but the very end, when the old woman drops the necklace into the ocean and all of that stuff. And
Britney Spears starts talking.
Yes. Uh-huh. We all start hearing that song. And then it's like the camera pans up and they're on the Titanic again, and you see all the people on the staircase, and Jack is there, and a lot of people are saying, well, she died in old age and that's where she went off to in her afterlife. In the afterlife where she was reunited with Jack. That's what that whole thing was.
Oh, really?
Have you heard that theory about it?
I had not heard that theory, no.
We're going to have to go back and rewatch it.
I know. That'll be our assignment for the anniversary spectacular. And if you're wondering how we got to talk to Titanic on Christmas week, it's because Jack was a snowman. So.
Oh, my goodness. No, that Jen.
It was a bit frosty, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
well,
man.
I don't know how
how to transition to this, so we're just going to get into it. Starbucks. Pay it forward lines.
Be nice to dump some Starbucks on the poor guy, warm him up. What was that?
Get that man a hot chocolate. Are you ever in a Starbucks line and they're doing the pay it forward thing where
no
the car in front of you
forward.
Pays
no.
for your drink?
I don't know how I've missed it. People in Los Angeles are like, you know, they don't have time. They're busy looking in the mirror.
You tell somebody, have a good day. Don't tell me how to live my life.
Right. I will not. That's up to me to decide.
Well, and this isn't only for Starbucks. This has happened at other places where if you're in line with something and somebody, the car in front of you pays for your order, and then the person's like, okay, well, I'll pay for the car behind me, and then it ends up being this really long thing. Back in 2014, headlines were made when like 378 people in a Starbucks drive-thru in Florida did this.
It's awesome.
Pay for the person behind them. Well, it seems like a really good thing, and it's a nice gesture, but what if you only got a black coffee and the people behind you got, like, three half-calf frappuccinos, venti, like,
yes.
all that stuff with all the bells
this
and whistles?
This is what I've always wondered. And how do... Yes, because... Okay, so there's, like, two jams going on in my car. So either I'm getting the plain black coffee if I'm by myself, or mm-hmm. plain green tea by myself. Those are my two Starbucks orders. Nothing fancy. Maybe, like, once a year I'll break down and have, like, the pumpkin spice latte or something, one of the foo-foo drinks, right? But usually that's my go-to. But a lot of times I buy coffee for my, like, coworkers. Mm-hmm. So I might have five coffee orders in my car. So you're either getting, like, black coffee where you're lucking out with me, or you're getting... like a $40 Starbucks order. So I always wonder about that. Like, what happens? Do they only pay for one drink, or do they have to take on your entire order?
I think you can ask, like, well, okay, I only want to pay for part of it or something. But a lot of times, especially with Starbucks, you get rewards, and you can do these little games where if you order certain things, you get amount of star rewards. Well, if you are hoping to get your rewards for ordering whatever it is you order, then all of a sudden the person in front of you pays, then it messes up what you were trying to do if you have to pay behind you. But here's the thing. Now Starbucks baristas are getting in on this. They hate it. It's a subreddit thread, and they're saying, like, yeah, it's a nice gesture, but it messes us up. It messes up what we're trying to do, and we end up giving people the wrong drinks because we've paid for it, so it's left our screen. It's moved on to the next thing. Sometimes you have people who want to pay for two to three cars behind them. That really messes them up, and if they happen to step away from taking orders for a second to refill a keg, or they dropped a lid and they have to go, it messes them up. So Starbucks baristas are like, tip us and set. End the pay-it-forward lines.
Come on, Starbucks. Get a life. Get a pad of paper and write it down, for crying out loud. What is wrong with you? How about that? Oh, don't pay for anybody. Give us a tip instead. Hello, selfish.
Oh, my
Hello.
Goodness. It's 19 after the hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doug is out. I'm Jake Kirshner. Jen Horn is with us. It's 23 after the hour. Tis the really, season for
Family. Do you think that Doug would let this song play, Jake?
Say that again?
Do you think that Doug would let this song play?
I think there are a lot of songs that have been chosen without our authority Doug would not approve of. And I say that just so it's on record that it was without our authority.
Oh, I say, the girls took over, Dougie. Sorry.
Get, oh,
what you get.
Well, so it's family time. A lot of people are not with their families by choice because of turmoil. No doubt about it, Britney Spears is likely not going to be with her father, Jamie Spears, this Christmas season. And that doesn't really take away from him agreeing to help Britney's ex, Kevin Federline, with the book he is writing on fatherhood.
Oh, nice.
Let that sink in. I'm not surprised. Go ahead.
Oh, no. It's so bizarre, like, all the way around. Obviously, they're driven by money, but who the heck is going to buy a book on fatherhood from Kevin Federline? Is there anybody out there going, oh, I need to know what KFED thinks about spanking or something? Nobody knows. Like, nobody's going to deal with that.
I could see Kevin Federline writing a book on fatherhood in the sense of he's had primary custody of the sons, and it seems like we don't see much of the sons in the public eye, which therefore just goes to the assumption of, well, they must be well-adjusted because they've not been in the public eye. That's inaccurate, I'm sure, because you never want to assume things. But just the sense of he could also talk about his personal experience of fatherhood of raising boys with the co-parent who is as famous as Britney Spears, who went through such public struggles as Britney Spears, because so many celebrities, a lot of times that are in the news, we forget about their children, and these are their parents. To us, it's just this random celebrity going through some kind of hardship, but to other people, like, this is their parent. This is somebody that they look up to, even if they don't have a good relationship. I think it's kind of an inherited part of our DNA that we want our parents, like, our parents are the best things in the world.
And we also think when we're younger that our parents are perfect. Believe me, this is not a comment on Kevin Federline's parenting style, because I think mm-hmm. he's been truly the most consistent parent for those kids. And you don't hear a peep about anything bad happening with him, you know, at this point. I've seen him on a couple of reality shows that he's done. He seems really solid. Just wonder how much interest there is in a fatherhood book that he would write with Jamie Spears. Yes. But, you know, maybe.
Exactly. Well, and maybe there are. Maybe that's why Jamie Spears is pitching in and quote-unquote agreed to help. Maybe people will want to read it because they want to know what Jamie Spears has to say. And this is not only interesting just because of the turmoil within the Spears family, but and what Britney Spears has accused her father of doing, but also in September, what was it, 2019, KFed got a restraining order out against Jamie after there was alleged abuse of of their son, Sean Preston. Yes, mm-hmm. And Sean Preston's the oldest, right?
I think so.
That's right. Sean Preston's the oldest, and then Jaden James.
Right, I think that's right.
Is younger. So, yeah, so at one point there's a restraining order. And again, we're only in 2022. This was 2019, so it's not like it was that long ago. But this will be interesting to see what it is that they actually do, what comes out. Or will people read it just for the pure fact of curiosity? Because we know that Jamie Lynn Spears already had her book come out. Britney said she has a book that's going to be coming out. I think, obviously, Britney could put out a book of just, like, red lines and people would buy it because she's Britney Spears. But she's going to be talking about her experiences, so that's going to instantly become a bestseller.
I know.
Because people want to know, and they want to hear it from her.
I had to back away from her Instagram for a while. She was doing too many naked videos.
It's a lot.
It's just too much to handle. And I think about those poor boys. Like, oh, there's mom dancing naked again.
Well, and they've even said, like, they wish she would stop. Her own husband has even said he wishes she wouldn't do it, but he's not going to tell her not to because of everything she's already been to.
Crazy.
Well, more to talk about coming up on Doug Stephan's Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
Doug Stephan here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thick of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration, focusing on immigrants, is asking the Supreme Court to end asylum restrictions like Title 42, but not until at least after Christmas. As the border crisis rages, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox reminds Americans how secure the border was under Republican leadership.
And that it was just 2.5 years ago when we had the most secure border in decades under President Trump doing four things. Remain in Mexico, Title 42, in catch and release, and build the border wall.
Ukrainian President Zelensky will be in Washington, D.C. today to meet with President Biden, hold a press conference at the White House, and address a joint session of Congress. The Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee voted along party lines on Tuesday to release President Trump's tax records from 2015 to 2020. They will give all the returns to the entire House of Representatives. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day. Doug is out. I'm Nick Kirchner. We have Jen Horn with us. And hearing all this Christmas music, all the holiday music, it makes me think of holiday parties, office parties. Do you have one at your various jobs, Jen?
We do. We have, so at the company I run with my dad, we did a holiday dinner. And for the first time in a couple of years, the last couple of years, we've been doing it at my dad's house because COVID restrictions were all over Los Angeles. So those have kind of loosened up. So for the first time in a couple of years, we actually went out to a dinner this year at a restaurant nearby that does business with the station, and we had a great time, a lot of fun. My other job for the morning show, they do a holiday luncheon usually, and I didn't get to go this year because it was 2 days after my mom's surgery, and I just wasn't sure if I'd be able to, how that was going to be. So I ended up not going, but I heard they had a really nice time. They did it at a restaurant. Some years they do it at Knott's Berry Farm, which I think is really cool. And people, the employees get to go to the park for the day and then meet up for lunch, which is really cool.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah. I bet. Do you guys, I mean, because I know you run a business as well. Like, you've got your own entity, but you're also really near your dad's company. And this, I know Doug doesn't do holiday parties. Who are we kidding? But do you guys do anything festive?
We did. We used to back in the day when it was bigger and a lot less working from home, a lot less people all scattered throughout the states. And we would do holiday parties, and we'd always play fun games. We had, it was called the Wheel of McVeigh, my parents' name and the company name.
So funny.
Yes, and it was basically this trivia game, and you'd spin the wheel, and then you'd get asked a trivia question, and if you got it right, you got to go pick a prize from the table. And if you got it wrong, you had to go sit down. I was like, nope, no prize for you. You have to wait until it's your turn again and get something right. And everybody got a prize, but there was no, like, okay, it's the last prize left. You haven't gotten anything. We'll just give it to you. Like, you had to get the answer. It was so much fun.
What kind of questions?
Just random trivia questions. Pop culture, sometimes geographical. What's the one board game? The Trivial Pursuit? Kind of like stuff like that.
I love it. That's
it was always
really
so much fun. But a different company that I worked with would do these luncheons. It was never this, you know, dinner or anything. It was during the work day, and it was this little luncheon
nice.
Area. Yeah, and we always had the white elephant. Did you play that one?
Of course.
Yes, and I remember the first time I played, and I was like, this is such a mean game. Because you're stealing each other's presents. It becomes your turn, and you go pick a present, and then somebody can decide if they want to go get a new present or if they want to take you the present you have. And
it's a hard life.
Right? I'm like, this is so not, like, loving and joyful. It's very cruel. It's very Grinch-like. Well, there's a woman in Kentucky that apparently had the best time of her life playing a white elephant at a company party. She works for a dental center in Louisville. And she picked a $25 TJ Maxx gift card, was really excited about it. One of her coworkers, quote unquote, stole the gift card. So when it was her turn again, and you can only have it your gift stolen once. And so when it was her turn again, she was like, okay, I'll just pick the $25 worth of scratch-off tickets for the Kentucky Lottery. And then once she got it and everything was done and it was hers to keep, her coworkers were like, scratch them off. See if you want anything. So she scratches the first ticket and realizes she wins $50. So that's pretty fun, right? Then she proceeds to hit all 15 spots on her $10 ticket and hits the jackpot ticket, winning $175,000.
Now she can go to TJ Maxx as much as she wants. So is that
right? She can go get as many $25 gift cards as she wants. And
that's
people
so cool.
were like, everyone was going insane. She and kudos to her for scratching it off in front of everybody, because would you kind of feel obligated to give whoever bought it for you or whoever bought that in, like, okay, I'll give you 25%?
Nope.
I'll give you your $25.
Here's your 25 bucks back. Like, take my 10 grand in cash.
Yeah. And I guess people even downloaded the lottery app and were scanning her ticket just to make sure and getting their calculators out, because she was like, they just want to make sure. Wait, did you really just win $175,000?
I would do that, too, because no one ever thinks they're going to really win, especially something sizable. That's so crazy.
Right.
What a great story.
And she has two kids. She's telling her husband about everything, and he's like, that's not right. No, that doesn't look right. That can't possibly be right. And they went to the lottery offices, went to the lottery officials, and he's like, apparently it's real and we have it. And after taxes, they still got $124,000.
Wow.
Like, well, a little over $124,000. So
good for them.
She gets to pay off her student, her daughter's student and car loans. And she's like, I just can't believe $25 gift exchange. I won over over $124, $124,000.
That is incredible. Mm-hmm. And the people that bought the tickets were like, see, it wasn't a terrible idea after all.
Right?
So we had, up until COVID, I used to have a Halloween and a Christmas party every single year. And my Christmas party, I would always do an ornament exchange. So same concept as a white elephant, but everybody would bring an ornament. And it was funny. Sometimes people bought really pretty ones. Other times it was like really tacky stuff. I have like 12 frogs on my tree now because people would bring like these ugly frog ornaments. I mean, just weird stuff. But my dad, when one of my friend's kids was just like probably 3 years old, maybe even a little younger, but like max age probably. And my dad thought it would be funny to steal his ornament because he got this light up one, and my dad was just being funny and thought that it would like make him laugh. And he cried, Jay, ran to my room with all of his packages that he had under the tree and hid them from my dad because he thought he was coming for all his Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. What a
Grinch. I know. So my dad kind of ruined him on Christmas for, I don't know, at least a couple of years. But I think they've made up since then. So now it's fine.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, my goodness. He's like, this is my arch nemesis at Christmas.
That's right. He's like, I'm taking all my gifts before that guy gets to him.
Did your dad feel so bad?
He felt awful. Awful. And it was just kind of like a funny thing. He's like looking around and then he's like, I'm taking your, like he was trying to be all cutesy. Yeah, it didn't go well.
Oh, my goodness. Wrong crowd. Wrong crowd.
Wrong crowd. Didn't know his audience.
Did not read the room.
Nope.
Someone else apparently not reading the room. Have you seen the New York Times crossword? But this is not funny. And how did this even go through? The New York Times crossword puzzle.
It's one of those things where you wonder if anybody's doing quality control. Like, anywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was in the shape of a swastika. When I saw this, when I was scrolling through social media, looking at different news stories, I didn't see the headline or anything. I just saw a picture. And I was like, what is a swastika?
I thought it was a joke.
Yeah, like, when I didn't even recognize it as a crossword puzzle at first. The swastika was the first thing I saw. And I was like, what is going on with this? And then I saw New York Times crossword. And I was like, whoa, wait, what? And it debuted on the first night of Hanukkah, which kicked off at sunset on Sunday. Super tone deaf, has received a lot of criticism, understandably so, not shockingly at all. And it's just this massive swastika in the dead center of the grid. And the puzzle's designer described it as a simple, quote-unquote, fun whirlpool shape.
Oh, boy.
And
real fun.
Clearly not everybody sees that fun whirlpool shape. Not everyone's having fun with this one. And a lot of people are blasting the New York Times with the anti-Semitic design, regardless of whether it was intentional or not. And now New York Times are saying that was not intentional. It's a common crossword design. Many open grids and crosswords have a similar kind of spiral pattern because of the rules around rotational symmetry and the black squares. But how did nobody catch this? Because it's not like this person made the accident and they're just working on their own and then they send it to be published. People have to look at it. People have to approve it. Spell check things and make sure that everything's in line. So did nobody see what so many other people are seeing in this?
Yeah, I had a really hard time believing that it was just, just a coincidence. Because if you look at it, you see it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know sometimes when the work is yours, you don't see things. So I actually give a pass to whoever, like, created it, maybe. Mm-hmm. But if anybody looked at that just as you mentioned, when you see it on social media, it almost looks like some sort of weird joke. You see the New York Times, you see a swastika, mm-hmm. You're like, oh, I had a friend who posted the real Nazis, and I thought, okay, maybe this is like a political thing. And then you realize that's real. That was plucked from the pages of the New York Times. Does the printer not even see this? How does somebody not blow the whistle on this?
Yes. How did nobody catch that? But then it makes you question, because we've seen so many other things that go into stores, or I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I feel like Forever 21 or H&M have come under fire for different phrases on shirts. And people mm-hmm. are like, did nobody see anything wrong with that? There's somebody recently who put out a shirt that said, oh, it was a band. Now I can't remember who. Was it Grateful Dead? Somebody put out a shirt and it says Idaho is dead without even thinking about what's going on in Idaho right now with the college murders.
Oh, with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I wouldn't necessarily. I even think that's more of a stretch than a, like, bold-faced swastika in the
mm-hmm.
New York Times. There's no getting around it. It's you'd actually have to think about it and kind of be aware of what's going on for the other. Yeah, totally tone deaf. Somebody should have thought of it, but the other is just so blatant.
Yeah, and if you've missed this, you can check it out. We have it posted on Facebook, Good Day Radio Show. Of course, we will get it up on the stories on Instagram. That's also Good Day Radio Show. Twitter is Good Day On Air. I really don't like that the three social media sites are different names.
Twitter doesn't allow enough characters
for Good Day Radio Show.
It's hard to keep it all together. But you know what? Our crowd is smart. They can figure it out.
True, and I think a lot of them don't even really like Twitter.
I know. It's
Facebook.
Become a little bit of a cesspool. I know. Everybody's on Facebook or Instagram, right?
Well, and I remember back in the day, it was Facebook. You could only use Facebook if you were a college student or you worked for an organization that had Facebook. And it was only, you could only reach the people within your organization. So, like, on certain college campuses, you were only even able to connect with other people on that campus on Facebook.
Really?
And
that was
Twitter
really
was always, like, whatever. And then Instagram came along, and they were owned by somebody else before Meta bought them. And it has turned into so much more. It was like Facebook was the keeping up with your family and friends who maybe lived in other places. Instagram was like this online photo book. And Twitter was where people just want to showcase how funny or intelligent they think they are.
Right.
And it has just gone, like, so far off the rails where people just want to argue on every social media there is.
Well, and Elon Musk wants to make it longer, like the maximum limit. He was testing that idea. I hope not. It is enough. Like, if you want to write a book, then you go to Facebook and write a post that's long. If you, Twitter should be about being creative, being pithy, and being able to get your thoughts out there in a short amount of time. We don't need people's dissertation as they're yelling their political ideas to people.
Keep it short and sweet. Get to the point. Well, and I know a lot of times, what was it? Even now, the characters have already been made longer. You can use more characters within the past couple of years than you used to be able to. I think you used to only be able to do, what, 120?
And now it was 140,
It was 140.
And I know that this, there was an anniversary to this because on this very program, on the Good Day Show, I must have been blasting the idea of expanding tweets at that time, too. There was some Facebook post that I put up talking about what we were talking about here on this show about keeping the Twitter link to 140. So I was mad the last time. I was reminded on Facebook not so long ago.
I love that Facebook reminded you about your disregard for Twitter and what you did.
It did. And obviously some very big, you know, Good Day Show rant that happened.
What's your take on the whole verification stuff?
You know, I think it was very difficult. I always wanted to get verified, but they would always deny me. And I think it was because there's another Jennifer Horne out there. So, I mean, I'm playing with the idea of getting verified. I think it's better. It seems safer now that they've got phone numbers attached to it instead of just verifying any random account.
Yeah, there's a little bit better things in place.
Yeah, I mean, if people are willing to pay for it, more power to them, I guess.
That makes sense. Well, thank you for your thoughts, Jen. I always love chatting with you and how intelligent you are.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
From the creators of Kentucky Fried Chicken comes the Taste Good Holiday Event of the Year, KFC's $5 Famous Bowl, starring crispy chicken, creamy mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, and everyone's favorite, melty cheese.
I'm in love with you, Famous Bowl.
Treat yourself to the bowl critics are calling a ho-ho whole lot of food that even a Scrooge couldn't resist.
Humbug, that's tasty.
Gift yourself a KFC Famous Bowl for just $5. Now on the app and at a Kentucky Fried Chicken near you. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
After the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day. Doug is out today. I'm Jay Kirshner. And joining us is Dr. Jack Stockwell. Always love having Dr. Jack on to talk about all things, including the Forbidden Doctor, which I love hearing you explain exactly what the Forbidden Doctor is, Jack.
Well, let's start off with that.
Let's do it.
From the very moment that the egg, you know, is very, very selective as to what sperm cell she's going to let in. I mean, she's bathed by 100 million of them, and she's just going to pick one of them. And as soon as that takes place, and that conception takes place, and an independent life form starts, it's not just the DNA that's inside these two meeting gametes that, with their individual 23 chromosomes each. They're going to make a 46-chromosome cell that's going to become an independent life form. It's not just the DNA that guides this stuff, because we have learned that that there's another force affected by all this kind of genetic material taking place. And it stays with the development of that tiny little conceived egg that becomes a fetus, that ends up becoming a baby, mm-hmm. that ends up becoming a born human being. And the baby... It's even separate from its mother inside the womb. I mean, its life support is the umbilical cord and the placenta, but it is completely an independent life form. It's forming its own blood supply. It's not mama's blood that goes in that baby. That's part of the barrier to keep mama's blood separate from the baby's blood. And as an independent life form, when it's finally born and out into a very unsterile world, there's this life force inside of it taking place, and that life force builds that body. It builds it, it repairs it, It makes sure that all the cells are nurtured. It develops the brain, the central nervous system that controls all the rest of the body. And that's what I refer to as we and as we mature and become adults and we go on and reproduce ourselves when we become of age. That force, that life force inside of us is what I refer to as the forbidden doctrine. Now, I call it forbidden because, for the most part, the medical tyranny does not want you to know that the body is capable of healing itself.
It's all the business. They can't make money otherwise.
Well, exactly. And all healing is self-healing. Nobody heals anybody. The body heals itself. An emergency room may save your life through some serious trauma or accident, but they didn't heal you. The body, you know, you lacerate your palm of your hand with a knife because you're not careful with the turkey. It's the body that heals that. You break a bone. It's the body that heals that. You have some terrible emotional problems. The body will eventually heal itself given the right material to do so. That's what I refer to as the forbidden doctor. So every now and then, a patient will come into the clinic and they'll see me and oh, it's the forbidden doctor. No, 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 no. I turn them around and we have this plaque on the wall that explains in greater detail exactly what the forbidden doctor is. And, oh, that's what you're talking about. Yeah. It's that beautiful, life-giving, life-sustaining force that's inside of our bodies that keeps us running until it's time to check out. And again, like I said, you're kind of forbidden to know about it because there's a big, big industry in this country that wants you to live chemically. They don't want you to live naturally based on what Mother Nature has to provide. And so the more I can move people in that direction, interestingly enough, the more they regain their health.
So is that why so much in times it is about what we eat and the whole foods, making sure it's non-GMO, it's non-processed, all of that,
and taking the whole
food vitamins, not all of these man-made, chemically induced things? What kept us alive from doing its job?
Precisely, absolutely. What kept us alive before vaccines and antibiotics? What kept us alive? You know, the major cause of death 100 years ago, for the ages 18 to 45, these are CDC numbers, the major cause of death, number one cause of death, age 18 to 45, was accidental death. Things that were involved with, industry that wasn't taking care of their employees, or farm accidents, or hunting, or whatever else, was just accidental death. Now it's heart disease. In 1911, was the first published report in the New England Journal of Medicine about heart disease. They really didn't have anything before that. And some doctor in Boston had his studies published there with the New England Journal. And it said, hey, we just did an autopsy on this fellow and found this mucky stuff inside his coronary artery. Anybody else out there seen anything like that at all?
My goodness.
Just a little over 100 years ago. What caused that? Good subject for another talk.
Yeah, and why everything's so running rampant with diabetes and cancers and all of that. My goodness. Well, Dr. Jack, thank you so much. We always love when you join Good Day. And you can check out Good Day Health. Just go to DougStephan.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.